California's voters have recalled an incumbent governor. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean is riding a wave of anti-establishment sentiment in the Democratic Party, and a new poll for NPR shows that among likely voters, a majority believe the country is on the wrong track. That indicator can be a warning sign for an incumbent president. The survey was conducted by Democratic pollster Stan Greenberg and Republican pollster Bill McInturf, who will be testing voters' attitudes on important issues throughout this election cycle. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
13 months before Election Day, our poll finds voters pessimistic about the state of the country and less confident about President Bush's job performance. Democrat Stan Greenberg and Republican Bill McInturf agree this is a much bleaker picture for the president than when they last surveyed likely voters just after the midterm elections in 2002. But they disagree on what it means for President Bush's reelection chances. First, Stan Greenberg.
The poll sets the scene of a president in trouble. I would go so far that if he had a credible Democratic opponent right now, that he would be at risk of losing. Almost all of the indicators have moved against him, and there's a lot of reason to believe his support is unstable and getting weaker.
Greenberg points to these results. 53% of likely voters say the country is on the wrong track. Only 39% say it's going in the right direction. President Bush's job approval ratings are at 53%, still respectable, but the lowest they've been since before 9/11. And when asked whether they would vote to give President Bush a second term or vote for an unnamed Democrat, voters in our survey were evenly split. But Republican Bill McInturf disagrees with Greenberg's conclusion that the president's support is getting weaker.
We see a president who still retains majority support. And here's the very important element about this president. Still today, two-thirds of Republicans strongly favor the job he's doing, and he has this incredibly solid base. And when we have seen other presidents get in trouble, like, in fact, Bush's father, they have had very tough primaries because they've had almost one out of four of their own base against them. But what I believe is we've reached kind of a settling point where I think Bush can maintain majority approval. And I think we're in a situation where this race is not going to be defined until we know who the Democrat nominee is.
A large majority, 55%, oppose the president's request for $87 billion in additional funding for U.S. efforts in Iraq and Afghanistan. Some Democrats have proposed repealing all or some of the president's tax cuts in order to pay for the occupation or for domestic programs like health care. In our poll, these Democratic arguments trumped the Republican arguments in favor of tax relief. Stan Greenberg.
In this poll, every Democratic argument has traction. This is a moment where voters are listening more to the Democrats than to the president. And so he loses on all fronts, the $87 billion. He loses on the war. He loses on the tax cut. There's some very powerful contrasts here favoring the Democrats on the issues.
Bill McInturf had hoped that by presenting voters with the Republicans' strongest arguments, they would change their minds. But they didn't.
So in other words, people have existing attitudes, they've made up their minds, and despite these arguments, not a lot of people changed. And what it means is that there is a level of resistance to the $87 billion that is clearly a part of the dynamic now of the 2004 campaign.
One voter in our survey who's clearly made up her mind is Lori, a homemaker with three kids from Port Angeles, Washington.
It really surprised me that there are so many servicemen still over there. I think they should be back home by now, and I think it's the country's responsibility to build their own country back and not our country to do it for them.
Lori, who preferred not to give her last name, is a Republican. She voted for Bush, but she's changed her mind about the president.
Well, I really thought he was going to do more for the working family. And I kind of put myself in that class. Just a minute, honey, Mom's on the phone. And he didn't really seem to do anything for us. A lot of the programs here in town that we participate in, you know, child things, have been cut. So I kind of blame him.
Thomas, a security guard from Elmira, New York, is also a Republican, and he's also opposed to the president's funding request.
I disagree with him on the 87, because I know these people can come up with their own resources to help rebuild their own country.
But that disagreement has not changed his support for President Bush.
Oh, absolutely not. I still support him very much.
It's voters like Thomas who lead Bill McInturf to believe President Bush's bad poll numbers now are not a harbinger of future weakness. And then there are the voters like Carol, who is retired in Niceville, Florida. A staunch Republican, she represents the kind of loyal base voter that forms George Bush's firewall. Carol is in favor of spending the $87 billion, and she's very much in favor of George Bush.
We're very lucky that he is one that is in office at this time. He has a very strong will, and he wants to do right, not only for us, but for other people. And I think that he is just a very good man.
What's striking about the latest erosion in the president's support is that it comes after two highly publicized speeches, one from the White House and one at the United Nations, where Mr. Bush tried to rally the country to his side. In the past, when the president has spoken to the nation, it's worked. This time, it didn't. Stan Greenberg.
The president spoke to the nation, called on the country to support his effort. And what happened after that is his approval dropped, and we have the results like we do in this poll, where there's a very strong majority against him on his approach to Iraq. That majority is very resilient and is now a new part of the reality with a president who has fewer resources than he had a few months ago on bringing the people with him.
For the first time in his presidency, George W. Bush finds himself pushing a set of policies that are truly unpopular, an unusual situation for a president who's had his way in Congress and with the American people on tax cuts, Iraq, and homeland security. Bill McInturff.
This is the essence of presidential leadership. Presidents have to make tough decisions. They have to rally the country to them. And what the president needs to do is to continue to build the case and make the case that Iraq was a critical element in that war against terror around the world. And he needs to have, I think, the counterpoint about, so what would the Democrats do differently? And would they, in fact, not use this money? And I believe, and of course that's why I'm here, I'm a Republican, I believe the president has the capacity to win those arguments.
Stan Greenberg.
I think it's important that Bill believes in the president, but the events specifically on Iraq, if anything, look like they're raising even more impediments to his success. But beyond that issue, on every single issue that voters are looking at here, whether we're talking about the economy, whether we're looking at the deficits, whether they're dealing with health care costs, they're losing confidence in the president. There's a sense that he's overwhelmed by those problems rather than being a strong leader in the face of those problems, and that's what endangers him.
Over the next 13 months, we'll find out whether the president is in fact endangered and how well the eventual Democratic nominee makes the case against him, as Greenberg and McInturff continue to measure the attitudes of voters as they weigh the choices of the 2004 presidential election. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.